I'm very pleased the House of Representatives passed a Veterans Guaranteed Bonus Act of 2007. This is a piece of legislation I and Jason Altmaier pushed, and we actually ended up having about 270 co-sponsors, Democrats and Republicans. Because what we said, we found the Department of Defense policy disgraceful. Department of Defense policy that said this: if I signed up for the military and I got an enlistment bonus, or if I re-enlisted, they give you a bonus to retain qualified people. And if I get wounded in Iraq and severely injured and have to be medically retired or discharged from the military, then they will prorate my bonus. So if I have a two-year contract, I only serve half. 1 year later, I get injured in Iraq, then I don't even get half my bonus because I couldn't fulfill the contract because of the injuries I sustained while serving our country. What a despicable policy. You entice young people to come and serve in the military to fight our country's battles, and when they get wounded, you say, oh, the contract is reneged because you can't fulfill your duty, therefore we deny them the bonus. You know, in our local area, Derek Gagne from Wilson, who unfortunately suffered real severe injuries when IED went off and hit his Humvee, he lost his right leg, he had severe eye injury, he lost part of his left foot, he has trouble with his hearing. And the Department of Defense says, well, Derek, we know we promised you a $6,000 bonus, but you only completed half of your service. Therefore, we're only going to give you half your bonus. And the remaining $3,000, you're going to be $3,000 in bonus, we're going to be denied. That's despicable policy. I wrote to the president three times urging him as commander-in-chief to reverse this policy. Never really got a satisfactory response. So I'm glad to see that Jason Altmaier and the Congress, House Democrats and Republicans, come together and say there's going to be one policy. If you join the military and we give you a bonus, and if you get severely injured fighting for our country, you're going to get paid your bonus. We're going to keep our word. I find it ironic that this administration is so quick to go to war but so slow to honor or to help our troops once they return, being injured. Or even like last week, we passed a bill on defense appropriations, my amendment to return the remains of a fallen hero to the closest airport so the grieving family doesn't have to drive 3 or 4 hours to go pick up their loved one. I mean, just simple little things like this that the Department of Defense and the President as Commander-in-Chief could do would go a long way to say thank you to the brave men and women who have given so much. So the Veterans Guaranteed Bonus Act of 2007 has been passed by the House, goes to the Senate. I expect the Senate to pass it, and on to the President for his signature.